evening? Was that just what the doctor ordered today?
Yeah, definitely. I think strong performance. Obviously, I think we could have put a couple more in the back of the net. So as a forward, that's a little bit frustrating. But 3-0 is a good result for us. That was expected, I think, where we're at in the world and, you know, preparing for the World Cup. So we're happy.
And could you just discuss the synergy you had with Christine and just being able to play with her like that?
We've had good connection since, you know, I came to the team a few years back. But, you know, she has good connection with everyone. She's just an incredible player to play with. She, you know, her movement is world class. Everything she does is world class. So, you know, she makes it easy on her teammates. And then, you know, when you put her in to score goals, she doesn't miss too often. So she's about the best teammate you could play with and the best you could ask for.
Kenneth has had you out on a wing before. He had you up top today. Mm-hmm. So do you prefer being up top as opposed to playing out on the wing?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of different systems, and I move around in those systems sometimes. So I think the game today played a little bit more to Freedom in the midfield, and, you know, we just took advantage of the gaps that they gave us. So I found myself a little bit higher up the pitch, and that's always fun for me.
It's like the teammates are enjoying the goal chase more than Christine. Is that just the way she is and the way you guys are?
Yeah, I mean, she's so humble, and I know she's excited deep down, but we like to kind of play it up for her and make her smile. So it's an incredible milestone. There's really no words to describe how amazing it is that a Canadian player will break that record, and someone like her who's so deserving. And, you know, she's 3 away from tying and 4 away from breaking it. And, you know, every goal she scores, it just gets a little sweeter.
And you get on a plane tomorrow to Spain. What's the mood after that game?
Excited. I think, you know, we made a lot of changes in our team in the second half, and the level didn't drop, and that's really exciting going into a World Cup. And we have one more game to prepare, a lot of training left to do, so everyone's happy, we're excited, and I think we're excited to be in Europe, because I know the team kind of feels like we're not playing in the World Cup yet, and I know that feeling will come when we touch down in Spain.
Christine's obviously a world-class player, but in the post-match presser, she referred to you as a world-class player with her passing ability. What does that mean to hear that from someone like Christine?
That means the world to me. I think she always gives the credit to everybody else. She doesn't take credit for herself, but you know, I'm happy to always set her up. Like I said, she doesn't miss too often, so she's, you know, a great teammate and a great leader, and we're so excited to be behind her in this chase for that record. And, you know, that's in the back of her mind. Her goal is to win the World Cup, and that's just an add-on for her. So when that moment happens, we'll be so excited for her. But for her to say that about me is pretty incredible.
Janine, I was particularly impressed by your playmaking and passing today. Is that something that you're developing more so? Played City, I played very versatile attackers like Georgia and Nikita. Is that something that you're adding to your game by virtue of moving to England?
Definitely. It's just a style of play. You know, short range passing, moving, definitely around the box too, the kind of opponents that we play. So that's something that I've definitely worked on since I've been at City. I think it's something that's been in my game for a long time, but when it's trained every single day, it just comes more naturally in games.
This trajectory you guys are on seems to be obviously on the up and up. Every game you guys are pressing on. Do you like where you are heading into the World Cup?
Absolutely. I think since the beginning of this prep period, if you would say, we haven't lost a game. We've conceded very, very few goals, and that's the goal when you're going into a World Cup. You know, they don't score, you score more, and you win. So I think for us, it's important that we stay level-headed. Don't let the wins get to us too much, and focus on, you know, one game at a time. That's how you got to take a World Cup, and we have one more game to prepare before we get there, so that's what our focus is on, and then once we get to France, it's game on.
What was it like for you to play in front of a whole crowd like that?
We are always so proud to play in front of Canadians, and to play in front of 19,000 plus is incredible, especially on a long weekend, so that's pretty impressive. But they're so important to us. It's so awesome to be on the pitch and to know that we're inspiring the ones that are watching us. And unfortunately, most of them will have to watch from afar this summer, but you know, the coverage for this World Cup is insurmountable compared to those past. So we're excited about that. We're excited that Canadians will be able to follow our journey.
You're in around the box with the ball. What did you see on that play?
Just her world-class movement. I think when, you know, I've got my head down and I'm looking, obviously, you know, our goal is forward, is to score, and then you see her dart across, and it's just, you know, an easy decision at that point, because the way that she moves puts her in front of the goal, doesn't put her away from the goal, so that was an easy choice to make.
Thank you, Janine.
Thanks, guys.
We got a clean sheet, so I am bringing a center back in.
Hey, thank you.